Cole, now obviously with your prior work with Lucky on his films and such, that was obviously an in for you to Sick Girl, which is the Masters of Horror episode. Did Lucky just call you up one day and say, would you like to come work on this?
Yeah, it was just randomly. I was driving around with my boyfriend and the phone rang and he said, hey, I've got this. They've offered me this gig. And it wasn't even, him asking, because now I feel like the relationship is just so much that he knows that if he wants me to work on something, like, I'm there, and it's, he just said, hey, we're starting this thing and we're going to be doing this, in the fall. And, are you, start thinking of ideas. So it's not even like a question. It's just like, be ready to get started. So, but yeah, even that, it was something where I knew that he had been meeting with all the directors that were, considered Masters of Horror. Mm-hmm. I knew that he had an acquaintance with them and he had gone to dinners with them in the previous year or two. So I've been watching that whole process of seeing those guys, being accepting of him and different, I guess the evolution of this invitation for him. So by then it was just, he just said, yeah, I'm going to have this, have a script in my hands and, I'm going to pick one. And I guess I gave him maybe three scripts to choose from. And that was it. As soon as he chose it, I was just brought in immediately to just start working on, the ideas that he had for bringing this thing to life.
Mm-hmm. So what inspired your approach to the music for Sick Girl?
I guess with his influences, a lot of times he'll share things with me. Like when he really started getting into Michael Powell, he's a huge Scorsese fan, and he kept hearing Scorsese talk about Michael Powell all the mm-hmm. time. And I believe it was, Pressburger is the other guy's name. These guys, they're these British filmmakers that primarily were doing a lot of things in the 40s and 50s. He really started absorbing this material, and he actually had shared a lot of it with me. We'd sit down, for hours, and he would say, oh, have you seen this one yet? I was like, no, I haven't. And so I also found myself inspired by the same sort of films. And so with Sick Girl, he had wanted to revamp the original story by Sean Hood and convert the characters into, before originally the Sean's version, it was a man and a woman that were going through this, little wacky relationship, but Lucky decided he wanted to make it to two girls, mm-hmm. And I don't know, but he started talking about how he really wanted to give it this weird sort of romantic comedy vibe where it was almost like The Fly, the original Fly or something,
right.
Versus this romantic comedy, and he wanted to do it in kind of a, just kind of pay homage. At the time, I knew he was going to do it visually, that he was going to kind of pay homage to a lot of Michael Powell films and other films from the 40s. So
right.
I kind of already got a sense that we were going to do some things that had almost a romantic sort of vibe to it. And then, but I also wanted to kind of pay homage to other things that he loved, such as Dario Argento, and I thought about Goblin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just right away, everything that he was throwing at me, it just kind of fed into it, and I knew from the beginning that Angela Bettis was going to be cast in it, and so, I already have a good idea of how she works also. So even before he even sent the script, I felt like me just knowing the story and knowing some of the key players that were going to be involved, I kind of already knew where to go in terms of starting to think about these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Now, essentially, Sick Girl is a horror, horror genre kind of picture. When you draw your inspiration from specific movies like that, how hard is it to pay homage to that kind of a story?
I try to, it's not even so much in the actual, the actual structure of the music or exactly how it sounds, but more of how I feel when I listen to some of these musicians that I've been inspired by or just by the, what we're watching. And I find that, for me, it's just a lot easier to not really be, I feel like I'm not there to create sound alikes or anything like that, unless it's very specific. If he says,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we need something here that's a little more country or something. But I try to just kind of go from what I've absorbed of what seems to work about those specific types of films or music that inspires me. And also, like, I'm just inspired also by the actual crew that I'm working with. That sometimes it's almost like a tribute to them in a weird way. Like, I can't really, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It just seems like it comes together really quickly of just like, okay. And even if a lot of outside people don't necessarily pick up on those things or whatnot, I kind of feel like within the crew, they seem to understand, like, oh, wow, that's kind of like a nod to this, or, you know, that's kind of an expansion on the idea of that. But I've been hearing a lot of things where people can subtly pick up on influences like, you know, Bernard Herrmann, or, you know, less so. I've been compared to, or at least a lot of people feel like I'm paying a lot more homage to Danny Elfman than I am, but it's like he is someone that I've looked up to, and mm-hmm. that whole combination of Tim Burton and Danny Elfman working together, a lot of people keep saying of Lucky and I'm just like, well, it's a different thing. It's just that we happen to be doing these types of stories that are kind of like dark, but almost comical fairy tales in a way, and then that we are trying to create a whole different, I don't know, we're just trying to be ourselves, and it seems that automatically it just is a lot of people kind of feel like, whoa, that's really weird. Like, you know, these guys have their own thing going on. But I think it's just more of just that, you know, we're just so close, and more importantly, like, we just hope that we can pay tribute enough where people will go back and check out some of the stuff that we've been inspired by.
So what is your favorite part of the scoring process?
I think it is just that whole thing of being able to be able to be that involved with everyone else as they're, and that there's this give and take throughout the whole process. And, you know, like when we were doing the May soundtrack, we actually, you know, that was the first thing that Lucky and I had worked on that involved more than, 10 people. So we were recording most of this in an apartment building that he lived in, and actually it was this huge community where, like, Chris Sievertson lived a few doors down, and who else? Angela lived across the way, and our friend Kevin Ford is also a filmmaker we work with a lot. And there's just a bunch of, you know, these creative people, but it was nice where these guys were actually popping by and just like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, giving feedback. And then, you know, I got Angela actually to perform on a track. So I just love that whole thing of just, you know, that it is a, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be this completely isolated process. I just love the idea of being able to share it with my friends and fellow creative people, I guess, like, while it's happening, that it doesn't have to be like, all right, we all go and do this thing, and we're having fun on the set, and we finish this, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole time you're at home, and we just throw you this, and then you're isolated by yourself creating it. And that's happened on a couple of projects with other people. But with this main, like, incestuous crew that I'm working with, it's just nice that everybody gets to share every aspect from beginning to end, really.
Mm-hmm.